Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second, the center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting eighth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Larry reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Hughes moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Hornsby moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Hogsett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff throws to second for one, and Hornsby throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hale scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes juggles the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Bell moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball towards left. Soltis catches it and throws to third to double up Bell. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff juggles the ball. That's an error on Cliff. Hale scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to third for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Larry reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. Allen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. Larry scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Hughes scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Huffman reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huffman scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Huffman now catching. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Nick Lipscomb now playing second base. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Solters picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Solters. Clift moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Mel Mazara pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta fires to first and has Larry trapped. There's the throw to Knickerbocker, who tags Larry for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Huffman and he is safe. Averill steals second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Bell reaches second base with a double. Vosmek scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipscomb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 3 in the game. Solters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Solters. The throw from Huffman and he is safe. Solters steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Solters scores. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Huffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.